Part 10, FAQs. Where was Ted Bundy born? Ted Bundy was born Theodore Robert Cowell on November 24, 1946, at the Elizabeth Lund Home for Unwed Mothers in Burlington, Vermont. Who was Ted Bundy's father? Ted Bundy's biological father's identity has never been confirmed, even though his mother mentioned two names, Lloyd Marshall and Jack Worthington. There is speculation, even amongst family members, that Samuel Cowell was his father, which is his maternal grandfather. When did Ted get the surname Bundy? When Louise Cowell met Johnny Culpepper Bundy in 1951 and married him, he legally adopted Ted, which is when he became an official Bundy, much to his disappointment. Did Ted have any siblings? Louise and Johnny had four children of their own, Linda, Glenn, Sandra, and Richard. But there was a big age gap between them and Ted because he was already 5 years old when his mother got married and 7 years old when their first child arrived. Where did Ted Bundy go to high school? Hunt Junior High and Wilson High, where he graduated from in 1965. Did he have a degree? Yes. Bundy graduated with a degree in psychology in 1972 and was studying criminal law when he was apprehended. Did Ted Bundy suffer from childhood abuse? Most likely. His grandfather, Samuel Cowell, was known as a very aggressive and abusive man who enjoyed torturing animals and would likely have been a sadistic disciplinarian to Ted in the same way that he was to his wife and daughters. When did Ted Bundy start killing? There is no proof of precisely when Ted Bundy murdered for the first time, with some speculating that it could be as young as the age of 14. However, his first known victim was murdered on February 1, 1974, Linda Ann Healy. How many states did he commit murder in? According to his confessions, a total of 7 states. How many victims did he decapitate? According to him, 12. How many victims were there in total? There is no certainty about the true number of victims, even though Bundy confessed to 30. A total of 22 murders were proven, but there could be hundreds more. Was Ted Bundy married? Yes, he married Carol Ann Boone in court while he was defending himself in January of 1980. She had a daughter with him, getting pregnant during visitation while he was on death row. When he confessed to 30-plus murders in 1986, she filed for divorce and cut all ties with him, remaining below the radar for the rest of her life. How many times did Bundy escape prison? 2. How did he escape prison? The first time, he jumped out of a second-floor window from the courthouse library while on trial, and the second time, he lost 35 pounds and climbed through a hole that he had made in his cell ceiling. How old was he when he first got hooked on pornography? According to him, he was approximately 3 years old when he first found his grandfather's stash of pornography in his tool shed. In his adolescence, he said that he walked through the neighborhood at night, digging in the trash to collect pictures or magazines featuring women. He was a chronic masturbator in high school, sometimes even locking himself in the broom cupboard to masturbate, where he was caught by his classmates. When did Bundy find out that he was illegitimate? Apparently, he already had a hunch when he was a young boy, especially after his mother changed his surname to Nelson and took him across the country, where they stayed with cousins. He told a friend and ex-girlfriend that his cousin had teased him as a teenager about being a bastard child and showed him a birth certificate in the attic. On a trip to Burlington, Vermont in 1969, he allegedly accessed his official birth records, realizing that he was illegitimate and resenting his mother withholding the information from him all his life. Did he have any criminal records? Before he became a serial killer, Bundy was an active kleptomaniac who was arrested twice as a teenager for burglary and auto theft. These criminal records were expunged when he turned 18, as is standard practice in Washington. How many universities did he attend? 5, even though he attended some multiple times. The University of Puget Sound, the University of Washington, Stanford University, Temple University, and the University of Utah. Was Ted Bundy a politician? He was very passionate about politics and used his psychology knowledge to work his way into political circles. He became a Rockefeller delegate, the bodyguard and driver of Art Fletcher, an assistant to Governor Dan Evans. Ted Bundy was wholeheartedly a Republican. Who was Stephanie Brooks? Stephanie Brooks is the pseudonym of Diane Edwards, Ted Bundy's first love and the one that got away, in essence. It is speculated that he selected victims with long brown hair parted in the middle like hers. Who is Elizabeth Kendall? Elizabeth Kendall is the pseudonym of Elizabeth Klupfer from her book titled The Phantom Prince, My Life with Ted Bundy. She was a longtime girlfriend of Ted Bundy, who is featured in the Netflix docuseries titled Ted Bundy, The Confession Tapes. Where did he meet Diane Edwards? At Snoqualmie Pass, a ski resort. Did any victims survive? Yes, several victims survived Ted Bundy's attacks and have lived to tell their story. See Part 2, Victims. How was Ted Bundy caught? He was initially arrested when he tried to speed away from police, after which they chased him and searched his car, finding a kill or burglar kit in it. He was caught the second time, after escaping prison, in a roadblock. Was he a cannibal? Yes. He confessed to cannibalizing several of his victims to completely possess them. Was he a pedophile? Yes. He raped and murdered 2 12-year-olds and molested his stepdaughter Molly. He also owned junior and majorette magazines because he was aroused by young girls. Was he religious? While he grew up in a Methodist home, Bundy was not religious as an adult and said that guilt was just a way to control people, that religion was a guilt-based belief system. Some have even claimed that he outwardly expressed his atheism. How did Ted Bundy die? Ted Bundy was executed by the electric chair on January 24, 1989 in the Florida State Prison. Where are Ted Bundy's half-brothers and sisters now? They lived a life of anonymity once he was exposed as a prolific serial killer. The sisters married and took on their husband's surnames, and the brothers changed their surnames by choice. How many victims did he bury? According to his confession tapes, about 10 out of 30. How many victims did he decapitate? 6 to 12. He said 12.